Up until early 2005, our next guest made up half of the indie rock band Luna, which Rolling Stone once called the best band in the world that no one has heard of. Post-Luna, Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips joined forces as a musical duo and as husband and wife, and they're here with me tonight to play a song from their most recent album, Back Numbers. Dean and Britta, welcome to Fair Game.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Certainly. So, Dean, you've got a new book out. It's called Black Postcards, and it's a memoir detailing your career from your days in the indie band Galaxy 500 up through the dissolution of Luna and the beginning of Dean and Britta. So what made you tell this story now?
I had time, and I was actually I received an email from someone at Penguin. Penguin Press, and I heard they were a good publisher, and you know, I'd been thinking about it, but who knows if I would have gotten around to it. But
it was good timing.
Yeah.
Are you glad that you did it? I know a lot of memoirists sometimes are regretful when it's done.
Yes. Well, I'm reluctant, maybe. Yeah. My dad had suggested one possible subtitle for this being right now the subtitle is a rock and roll memoir. He suggested the book I never should have written. It's certainly a strange thing. You write this and you think you're all finished and done with it, and then you realize that you're going to have to deal with a lot of people's reaction to it, because a lot of the characters in the book are alive. And
most of them are alive.
Most of them are alive, it's true.
Now, we've had a few problems lately with memoirs being untrue, James Frey. So how much of your memoir is completely made up? 50%? Let's start at 50.
And we can the part about hiding in the woods with a pack of wolves while the Nazis were searching for me.
But that's the best part. You've got to keep that part.
No, it's all true to the best of my rememberability.
You left a lot of truth out, too. No.
That's true. I did.
You said a lot worse.
I mean, I had to be. I was on the phone with a lawyer for hours, going.
And they were charging
anytime
you, every
you
penny,
accuse
I'm
someone
sure.
of adultery or taking drugs. Can you prove that? I mean, well, everyone knew it.
It's funny that you mention those sort of things, because a lot of the book gets into this sort of less glamorous aspect of being in a rock band, dealing with the expectation that you're about to be mainstream, but maybe it's going to happen, maybe it's not. Were you trying to dispel some of the notions that people have about indie rock bands?
Well, certainly I'm trying to show that it's not entirely glamorous out there. I guess I didn't feel like I'd read a rock memoir that accurately described what it was like to work at the level I worked at in a band that's, for the most part, traveling around the country in an Econoline van.
Yeah, people have a very, I think, different idea of how we live.
So if you could get them to understand one thing about the experience, what would it be?
That it affects your personal life.
Well, it certainly know. It affected it, your personal lives, obviously. Britta, you and Dean are married, and he's pretty frank in the book about how the beginning of your relationship happened. You started off as bandmates, became a couple, led to the leaving of his first wife. Were you comfortable with all that stuff being public in the book?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, it'll make me feel a little dizzy or queasy sometimes, but I don't mind that.
Did you get line item veto power over any stories?
No, I didn't read it until it was done.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean I'm a writer too. I write songs, so I understand that if somebody's looking over your shoulder and you're worried about what somebody's going to think, you're not going to do the best writing. So.
That's very generous of you. I would not be that generous. Do you?
Nobody got veto power, and some people tried to get veto power and called me and said, well, really, you should show it to me first. And it's just my editor said, please don't show it to anyone for legal reasons. Partly, if you show it to someone and then they complain, and then there's a record of them complaining, and just there will be so many people.
So, Dean and Britta, thank you guys for joining us. What are you going to play?
We're going to play Words You Used to Say
from Back Numbers.
Great.
One, two, three, four.
happy birthday. Have this, she said. We're color-coded. We're coded red. Those are words you used to say. Kicks we used to get. Those are games we used to play. Those are words you used to say.
That was Words You Used to Say by Dean and Britta. Their new album is called Back Numbers, and Dean Wareham's book is called Black Postcards, and they're both in stores now. You can download an MP3 of the song they played for us tonight, along with their performance of an old Galaxy 500 song called Strange, on our website, morefairgame.org.